Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Wednesday morning, June 12th, sun is up, 63 degrees, a beautiful sunny day on tap forecast in a moment. The breaking news happening right now in Philadelphia is police investigate the shooting of a 17-year-old in the Hunting Park section of Philadelphia. That's an active scene with an active investigation, latest shooting of a kid, a ute, as we say, in Philadelphia. So we're tracking that. But the big story out of Philadelphia is the feds arresting, they say, eight men from Tajikistan with potential ties to ISIS in Philadelphia, New York, and L.A. over the weekend. We're just learning about it. So Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, ICE, arresting those eight guys with potential ties to ISIS here. And it's mostly, we're told, centered on the East Coast. So one suspect was arrested in Los Angeles in California. However, the focus was here on the East Coast. So this is a country in Central Asia surrounded by Afghanistan, Uzbekistan. My brother always said he had a best friend in high school, the Stans.
The Stans.
His friend would say, where are you from? The Stans. I'm one of the Stans.
Afghanistan, Pakistan, yeah. Tajikistan.
China's right there.
China. Yeah. I'll take, came through the southern border for $1 billion, Alex.
Yep. Bing, 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 bing.
But they passed all kinds of, legal things, didn't they, to get over across the border?
Isn't that something?
That's what I'm more concerned about is
the screening process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eight men crossing through the southern border into the United States, according to authorities. Their criminal background checks, everything came back clean at the time. At least two of them we know crossed the border in the spring of 2023.
Oh, wow.
Okay. One of them actually use the CBP One app.
Yeah, you download it today in your favorite app store, Google Play or Android.
Oh, this is horrendous.
Yes. That's unbelievable.
So isn't that good? The Biden administration created that CBP One app, allowing, yes, alleged ISIS terrorists to cross our border. Isn't that fantastic?
Remember we were called kooks and conspiracy people for saying that, hey, you know what? All these military-aged men who are coming across the border may not be a good thing.
Yep. How many times did I say the whole world is paying attention? I mean, you know, why fly a plane into a building when you can just come up through the southern border undetected?
It's true.
You know?
So apparently the multiple law enforcement agencies, local, federal, ICE, as I mentioned, FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, they say that they were reportedly aware of the potential terror threat originating in Central Europe, started watching these eight men as part of the investigation. They're calling this a sting operation.
Ah, yes.
A sting. But the FBI monitoring them for several months, keeping a close eye on all of their activity. Apparently they were able to bug or track some of their conversations over the phone, and there was mention of an explosive or a bomb, that sort of thing.
Oh my God.
None of the eight are currently charged with terrorism. The FBI still alerts ICE that the men should be arrested due to the potential ties to ISIS.
Could you imagine if they actually pulled off some level of a terror attack?
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it became obvious that they came up through the southern border. That would just seal Joe Biden's fate for reelection. We need Trump to defeat ISIS again.
So none of them charged with actual terrorism. You know, they're saying there were no active plots.
Yeah, mostly peaceful.
So... So the eight were all arrested on immigration charges.
Yeah.
God.
So they're detained and facing removal proceedings. They have to go in front of an immigration judge, and they could later face terrorism charges, you know, at a later date, but they wanted to make sure they were detained.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, maybe they just wanted to escape ISIS and,
yeah,
and came here to find a better life.
Seek refuge.
For their children and
yeah,
their wives.
I'm sure some liberals in Newtown will take them.
Stop. So we have a little Philadelphia news for you. As expected, we had Mayor Sherelle Parker speaking out about Philadelphia's schools gap, saying that Philadelphia schools have a $1.4 billion gap between the state funding that Philadelphia receives and what experts say we need here in Philadelphia to adequately, to properly educate all students in our public schools. So Mayor Sherelle Parker yesterday called for Harrisburg leaders to pass that state budget that Democrats in the House have passed that would change the way schools are funded in Pennsylvania. As you know, this is a long process that we've been going through with that judge's ruling that happened, a Commonwealth Court judge ruling last year that the state's current education funding system is unconstitutional, ordering the legislature to remedy it. So then it was kicked back to the legislature. So on Monday yesterday, the legislation passed with some bipartisan support by the Pennsylvania House, as I mentioned, that would increase education funding by $864 million statewide. And that's how they want to make sure that Philadelphia gets a bigger piece of the pie, $242 million for this coming up school year, by the way. And so obviously now it's kicked to the Senate, where Republican leaders have expressed a lot of concerns about the plan. I mean, policy leaders, Commonwealth Foundation, Nate Benefield, we've talked a lot about this, say if you combine all of the funding for Pennsylvania, we get in Pennsylvania, it's about, with federal, state, et cetera, $22,000 per student in the public schools, and that is among the highest in the nation.
No.
So Republicans looking at that number, they are for charter schools, charter schools in particular,
mm-hmm,
but for those school vouchers, in particular the Lifeline school vouchers for the poorest performing districts with poorest children or working class. So that's what Republicans are pushing for.
Yeah, and school choice is actually working really well in many states around the country. I read a story yesterday in Politico that it's gone so well for DeSantis in Florida that public schools are actually having to close because they don't have enough students to educate due to the voucher program and families taking advantage of it. It's a fascinating story.
Well, and that's, you just named it, mm-hmm, that the if this voucher took place,
yeah,
then it shows up the inadequacy,
mm-hmm,
and inequity,
yeah,
that is offered by the public schools, and that would hurt the teachers union,
yeah,
which is powerful and backs the Dems.
Yes, you're right. And it really
really pisses me off.
Tick off Randy.
Check out Beth Ann Rossica's Broad and Liberty article. She goes through the numbers. The numbers are incredible. To Nick's point about the performance, it doesn't even compare. You have neighboring children. One goes to a private school in the same community. They grew up together. One gets to go to a private school. Their performance and their reading levels, math levels, are off the charts.
Yep, they are.
And you know what's sad, to your point, is those kids are so motivated because they know they're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
They actually do better. They're the top kids in their class.
Yeah. Imagine if each parent had $22,000 a year to dictate where their kid goes to school. We'd have we would really have a generation for the future to be optimistic about.
Amen. Imagine what you would do with hundreds of millions of dollars with a lottery winning. $222.6 million jackpot in the Powerball drawing. State lottery officials say only one winning ticket was sold, and that was at the Preet Food Market. This is Choose Landing Road in Lindenwald, Camden County, South Jersey, second largest jackpot won in New Jersey this year.
And what was that figure? 200 and...
222. 222.6 million.
Do you take the lump sum or do you take... I always ask that question. I take everything I can right up front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's smart.
Stick it under my pillow.
This is wise.
Exactly.
When it comes to baseball teams, I think we won the baseball team lottery. We have, with one exception. But last night in Boston, in their house, our Phils beat the Red Sox 4-1 One of the headlines in Boston, move over Babe Ruth. June Schwarber has finally arrived.
Yeah, baby. Just
Kyle
in time,
Schwarber.
Just in time for Schwarber Hoagie Fest at Wawa.
Lead off home run yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they don't win the World Series this year,
oh boy,
how disappointing is this going
why
to be?
Why do you have to?
They are so stinking good. And they all, you know, they all like genuinely like each other as well.
Yeah.
They're just like a fun bunch.
We love them.
By the way, I got to say this. This is ridiculous. I have Dish Network, so I don't get Comcast. So I have to stream the Phillies on my laptop to watch games. Oh. But last night, they were on nationally on TBS. But TBS had the game blacked out because of the local broadcast rights here. It's 2024. Can we move past these stinking blackouts and these ridiculous ideas? Like, we should be able to watch what we want to watch.
Baseball trying to get paid, man.
All these leagues, they do
it. Show me the money.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
By the way, JT Realmuto.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, are you concerned about JT Realmuto's
knee surgery
and surgery?
No.
It's today.
855-839.
We'll take your calls for the next 4 hours.
We are sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union. Build stronger financial roots with First Harvest Credit Union. Open a growth savings account and you earn as high as 3.5% annual percentage yield while having flexible access to your funds. Visit firstharvestcu.com for all the details. Membership restrictions do apply. Insured by NCUA. Thank you, First Harvest Credit Union. As we head up into the 80s, still a beautiful day, 84 degrees. But by Friday, Flag Day, DJT's birthday, and Nick Cale's big golf day at which Trump golf course? I keep forgetting.
Trump National, right across in Pine Hill.
It's called Philadelphia. All right.
Yeah, it's called Trump Philadelphia.
So it's going to be 93, and there are some chances for some showers moving through. I'm not mentioning, obviously, Hunter and Trump news.
No.
Why are you laughing?
No, I'm just thinking about Trump's golf course and whether or not the greens will be up to my liking.
Or whether or not they will be able to serve liquor.
Well, that's true as well.
Governor Phil Murphy gets his way,
my friend. That's right. Hopefully, if they do stop serving liquor, it's after I leave.
Kale and Company News Live.
All right. Thank you very much, Dawn. 6:15 on this Wednesday morning. Let's get to a midweek take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by Bounce Back Physical Therapy. The Big Take, the first son, guilty on all three charges. You know, Tuesday marked a historic day in the United States of America as Hunter Biden, the son of President Joe Biden, was found guilty on all three charges in his criminal case involving the illegal purchase of a firearm in 2018. And this is the first time in this country that the sitting president has had a child of his convicted of a crime. As I said, from the moment this case started, it was an open and shut case. The feds don't swing and miss. And it took the jury all of 3 hours in total time spent deliberating, 1 hour on Monday afternoon and 2 hours on Tuesday morning, to return a unanimous verdict of guilty on all three counts. The big guy's little boy was found guilty of making a false statement related to information required to be kept by a federally licensed gun dealer and possession of a gun by a person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance. According to reports, Hunter's uncle, James Biden, appeared angry at the verdict, and Dr. Jill was not present on Tuesday as the verdict came down. Per Fox News, Hunter Biden faces a total maximum prison time of 25 years for the three charges. Each count also carries a maximum fine of $250,000 and 3 years of supervised release. Hunter Biden, however, is a first-time offender, making it unlikely he will face maximum penalties when he is sentenced at a later date. Special Counsel Weiss addressed the media following the verdict on Tuesday afternoon when he said the trial revolved around Hunter Biden's, quote, illegal choices, not just the first son's drug addiction, saying, quote, ultimately, this case was not just about addiction, a disease that haunts families across the United States, including Hunter Biden's family. This case was about the illegal choices the defendant made while in the throes of addiction. His choice to lie on a government form when he bought a gun and the choice to then possess that gun. It was these choices and the combination of guns and drugs that made his conduct dangerous. Quote, no one in this country is above the law, Weiss added, a comment his prosecutors repeated in their opening statement and closing argument. Quote, everyone must be accountable for their actions, even the defendant. And we're going to zero back in on the quote and the concept of no one in this country is above the law in just a few minutes. But more on the verdict and what lies ahead. According to Axios, Abby Lowell, Hunter's attorney, saying, quote, "We are naturally disappointed by today's verdict. We respect the jury process, and as we have done throughout this case, we will continue to vigorously pursue all the legal challenges available to Hunter." Joe Biden was asked about respecting and accepting the jury's verdict and whether or not he will pardon his son if he is found guilty. Here was that interview a while back on ABC News. Listen and watch this.
Son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
You have.
So the big guy accepts the jury's verdict, and he will not pardon his son. Time will tell if he follows through on his word of not pardoning him when that opportunity presents itself potentially. New York Post columnist and Bulldog journalist Miranda Devine, no friend to the Biden administration, is skeptical about President Biden's claim that he will not pardon Hunter. This is what she said about a month ago on May 9th. Listen and watch this clip.
Yeah, and of course he will, even though he says he won't. So, and that's why you see in Hunter Biden and his enormous team. I mean, I counted up the other day, I think it was 24 different lawyers that he has. You know, he's probably got more lawyers than Donald Trump. And he's there, and a lot of these lawyers are just engaging in lawfare against the people who've spoken up and uncovered things about him. You know, I know that his team is very angry and upset about the fact that he is facing trial. I know Abby Lowell had this sort of complex legal argument, which was there was some case in the going to the Supreme Court, which was going to say that it was unconstitutional to have to sign these background forms, which is Hunter's in trouble for lying on one of those background forms. But people have gone to jail for what he did, so. He's tried to evade accountability. I think this charge was something put on in Delaware by the investigators who were so frustrated that, you know, David Weiss had allowed the statute of limitations to run out on the really serious tax charges and the FARA charges and so on. And so they found this gun charge and slapped that on. And, I mean, ironically enough, it looks like it's one charge that Hunter's not going to be able to get out of very easily without a pardon.
I personally would not pardon my son or daughter, but I'm sure some, if not many, especially with addiction issues, would. And as I've said before, some of these juries and these jurors cannot wait to speak after these verdicts. And it's already started. One juror in the Hunter Biden trial says he didn't buy the defense's 7-Eleven story. The juror described the case as, quote, heart-wrenching, but said he didn't believe Abby Lowe about the 7-Eleven visit. The 68-year-old juror from Sussex County, Delaware, said, quote, "Nobody is above the law. Doesn't matter who you are." He also said, quote, "Politics played no part in it whatsoever." And keep in mind as well that this verdict yesterday doesn't occur without the sweetheart plea deal being ripped up and denied by a judge months ago. If you recall, U.S. District Judge Mary Ellen Noreika rejected the plea bargain agreement that both sides, prosecution and defense, had agreed to when she made it clear that the deal between Hunter Biden's team and the prosecutor was, quote, outside of the norm. We want judges in this country who view things through the prism of the rule of law, the facts, the evidence, and precedent. And yesterday, we got it. Yesterday's verdict doesn't happen without her presiding over the case initially. And the Trump campaign offering their official statement as Caroline Leavitt released this message from Donald Trump saying, quote, "This trial has been nothing more than a distraction from the real crimes of the Biden crime family, which has raked in tens of millions of dollars from China, Russia, and Ukraine. Crooked Joe Biden's reign over the Biden family criminal empire is all going to come to an end on November 5th, and never again will a Biden sell government access for personal profit," end quote. And I sure hope so. And speaking of November 5th, What impact will Hunter Biden's legal issues have on the election? Phil, if you could throw up this graphic on YouTube. According to CNN's Harry Enten, this was back in January of 2024, citing a Reuters Ipsos poll, 58% say it will have no impact at all. 23% say it will make voting for Joe Biden less likely. So that's good news for Trump, although I think that number is pretty high. And 4% say it will make voting for Biden more likely. And I mentioned circling back to the concept of no one is above the law. Many Republicans, including Vivek Ramaswamy, are saying that this is a sham trial and a total smokescreen, and you should not take the bait. Listen and watch this final clip.
So Hunter Biden was convicted. Big freaking deal. This trial was a sham. Just like the Trump trial, it was a sham, but a sham for a different reason. It's a sham designed to legitimize the Trump conviction. That's why it came right after, even for charges that date way far back. But it also avoids accountability for the Biden crime family on the actual things that Hunter Biden should have been charged for. Like, for example, peddling foreign influence while his actual father, Joe Biden, was the vice president of the United States. Hunter had no business serving on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, a state-affiliated energy company that's affiliated with the same country, Ukraine, that his father, now as the U.S. president, is sending hundreds of billions of dollars of your taxpayer money to. That's where the real crimes lie. So this deflects accountability for the actual investigations that are more close to implicating Joe Biden, while coming in convenient timing right after the sham Trump conviction in the veil of bipartisanship. Don't buy it. I said this before, I'll say it again. This is a smokescreen, and the reality is you got to cut through it to get to the essence of what's happening in this country.
Now, I've mentioned some of that as well, but let me call out Republicans for their hypocrisy as well, because it seems that many yesterday are less than thrilled about the results. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz tweeting, quote, "The Hunter Biden gun conviction is kind of dumb, to be honest." Social media conservatives like Charlie Kirk tweeting, "Hunter Biden guilty, yawn. The true crimes of the Biden crime family remain untouched. This is a fake trial trying to make the justice system appear balanced. Don't fall for it." My buddy Greg Price echoing the same thing. In fact, almost all of the grifters who spend their ever-loving day from the moment they wake up till the moment they go to bed tweeting their fingers off, almost verbatim, with basically a copy and paste tweet job yesterday filling up my timeline on Tuesday. I gotta rip Republicans for this. Boy, for a party that claims to want and demand diversity in thought, y'all sure seem to be no different than the left that we ridicule for the same talking points being regurgitated over and over and over and over again. Oh my God. I've got news for everyone. The House Republicans are never going to nail down the Biden family for their alleged influence peddling operation. The GOP couldn't find cows on a dairy farm. And I'm speaking directly to James Comer. I'm not saying you shouldn't demand more. I'm not saying you shouldn't want more. But for a party of law and order, you got it yesterday. 3 for 3, all 12 jurors. And you're still crying on social media. And yes, I'm at the point where I want to fight fire with fire versus Democrats. After all of this weaponization and all of the lawfare. But two things can be true at the same time. Hunter Biden got nailed on all three accounts. There was no miscarriage of justice here. He was dead to rights the moment the feds took up this case. And he still has the federal tax case in California upcoming. And if House Republicans can actually learn to dot a few I's and cross some T's and get something accomplished, for God's sakes, maybe they could nail down the Biden influence peddling scheme. I doubt it. I'd bet against it. But I have no doubts that they did do what James Comer and others have alleged. But it's not what you know. It's what you can prove. And they haven't proven it yet. But yesterday, the prosecution proved that Hunter Biden broke the law, was found guilty, and is now a convicted felon. So stop crying about it. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Big Take this morning brought to you by Bounce Back Physical Therapy. Some of you are going to need physical therapy for your hands and wrists if you stop tweeting for a moment. My God. Pain doesn't care about your age, gender, or sport, but they do. At Bounce Back Physical Therapy in Wayne, PA, they specialize in sports injuries and getting you feeling better in as few as 3 visits. Covered by most insurance plans. Visit bouncebackpt.com to book an appointment today. We will take your thoughts and reaction on the other side, 855-839-1210. And if I triggered you, oh well, come get me, 855-839-1210, on social media at 1210WPHT, or of course, send your messages on YouTube. We'll come back at thoughts and reactions. I want to see what Dawn and Greg had to say about the conviction yesterday. Also, what impact does it have on the election, if any? And one columnist says the June 27th debate is the biggest one in almost 60-plus years. We'll get to those details as we continue. But first, a word from my friends at the Piazza Auto Group. I'm speaking specifically about my friends at Piazza Acura. Just about 9-10 weeks ago, stopped on out to Piazza Acura of Westchester and drove the road and track performance car of the year. It's the 2024 Acura Integra. I owned an Acura ILX, the small little model, for about 10 years. But I got to tell you, my goodness, the new Acura Integra is by far the most striking model I have seen. It's well equipped with advanced safety and tech features like wireless Apple CarPlay, like performance adaptive damper system technology, and Wi-Fi hotspot capability. And it comes with a 16-speaker premium audio system. Visit PiazzaAcura.com or test drive the new Integra at Piazza Acura in Westchester, Ardmore, or Reading, and tell them Nick sent you.
Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight at Dallas. It looks like Dallas is favored by just a -2.5. I would take the Boston Celtics tonight, +2.5. Look, you don't care about these NBA Finals, so what a better chance to get in on all the action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Put a little money on the game, right? Because new customers right now get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, and so much more. There's no better place to bet on all the finals action than America's number one sportsbook. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg to get to take an extra shot at $200. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210WPHD. And by the way, it's in partnership with Valley Forge Casino and the official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued. Does not withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? We'll call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I do think there is a lot of merit to what people are saying when it comes to, you know, this is C. Because I, to further proof, my mother-in-law sends me a text last night. I was waiting for her to text me. She goes, see, Hunter Biden was convicted. We have a fair and balanced system. And I'm like, okay, I've been seeing all this online and, you know, all day long. And I'm not ripping the audience. I'm ripping these people that legitimately, like, and I get it, it's their livelihood, it's their business, but nonstop, it's, if you follow one of them, you don't need to follow the rest of them because they all say the same thing. And this is what I don't get, Dawn. This was an open and shut case. Hunter Biden got convicted. Yeah, it's tabloid material, a lot like the Trump Stormy Daniels stuff. I don't think either one really impact the election one way or the other, because I think 95 to 99% of American voters already know they're either with Trump or they're with Biden or they hate both, and they're either going to sit it out or vote for RFK. I don't really think there's much wiggle room and much to be determined here in the next 4.5 or 5 months. But it's almost like everybody was, you know, saying yesterday, this is who cares? This is all a distraction. We've got bigger fish to fry, which I agree you do. But I would love to know what would Americans' reactions be yesterday if Hunter Biden was acquitted? People will be screaming from the mountaintops. I mean, it was 3 for 3. He's guilty on all 3 charges. All 12 jurors voted guilty across the board. And you got a conviction. He's now, just like Trump, he's a convicted felon, so to speak. I don't understand what people are upset about yesterday. I thought it would be a good day for Republicans. I thought Republicans would be happy for a group of people that always feel like, you know, nothing goes in their favor. The elected leaders they vote for never accomplish anything, and prosecutors only go after them. Well, you know what? Remember, that judge ripped up that plea agreement, and here we are yesterday, and we've got some closure and finality to it. I thought people would be happy, but apparently I misread the room, Dawn.
Yeah, I think neither, you know, all of the above represent persecution. I think all of the above represent to me a system that's messed up, that has been politicized in partisan ways. And I also think it could be a statement about guns. Then President Biden goes on to do that dopey gun event and doesn't even talk about his own son.
It's amazing timing.
And that dopey form, and yes, I'm calling it a dopey form. It's a 7-page form that you have to fill out.
Yeah.
That's a federal. First of all, is that really even constitutional? Number one. Number two, oh, well, there you go. They filled out the form, so they must be a good person and they're not a criminal or an illegal or an ISIS terrorist because, yeah, you know, they checked the correct boxes on the form. It's just, so to me, I look at the whole issue of a 7-page form that you have to fill out. First of all, you can't streamline the thing and background check somebody if that's your particular state law. But the whole process is silly. And here is basically Hunter, the reason that he's in hot water is because of these ridiculous gun laws and paperwork that his father helped create.
All right. So it almost sounds like you're saying Hunter has been targeted and is being persecuted.
Sure.
See, this is where I disagree.
Really? If he were Hunter Smith.
Oh, this would. I think if he was Hunter Smith, he would have been convicted years ago. Remember, this all started in 2018. The only reason it lasted 6 years is because he is Hunter Biden, and because prosecutors had to jump through loopholes and politicians had to keep pushing and pushing and pushing to get to this point. I think Trump has been persecuted. I don't think Hunter Biden was persecuted. I think Hunter Biden open and shut case.
Yeah, but
the man broke the law.
Yeah, but nobody goes to a trial for something like this, and especially when this happened 6 years ago and he did nothing with the gun, nothing, never even whipped it out, never even threatened anybody, nothing violent at all.
But what if the dumping of the gun or the failure to secure the gun would have, and it didn't?
Well, he didn't dump it.
Well, she did. But what if it would have ended up in the hands of a kid or somebody else that committed a crime or killed themselves?
But it didn't.
No, you're right.
And because he's Hunter Biden, now, I agree with you on the other stuff, and that's, the big one is out west. We've said that a million times.
Yeah.
The allegation that he was hiding millions of dollars of income, that's all the interesting part, and that one has teeth.
I also think
and
he's
Burisma.
Toast. Yeah, I think he's toast in that case as well.
Oh, no, that one is the one.
Yeah.
That one's the one, but I'm just specifically talking about this one, and I agree with the juror, the one lady who said, what a waste of tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
It was a waste. It just feels like it's timed so that people like your mother-in-law will say, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And no, look at what's happening. Both of these individuals, that was a waste of your money. How much do all of these trials cost?
Right.
I mean, you're probably looking at, especially because of Secret Service, you're looking at millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And we pay for that.
Well, we said yesterday, Jill Biden dropped $345,000 flying from Normandy back to Delaware for Hunter's trial on the Boeing C-32.
Yep.
But here's the thing I would say to Republicans that were just not happy yesterday or we've got to go after the Biden crime family. It's like being down 3 touchdowns in a football game. There's no such thing as a 21-point play. You got to get 3 separate touchdowns. Yesterday was your first touchdown. You got Hunter Biden. You're now down 21-7. You've got the California tax case. That's another chance to put a touchdown on the board. And then, of course, the big one, being the Biden crime family, as we like to talk about, which I still, to this day, I think they're guilty as sin, but I still don't believe that James Comer and his group of individuals can actually accomplish anything other than providing evidence without actually, breaking the plane. Like, James Comer has driven the ball down the field. They've gone 90 yards, but they haven't punched it in the end zone yet. That's kind of the way I view that. Go ahead.
But Hunter Biden did say he was disappointed. He did. They did release that statement finally. The Trump campaign had the best statement of all. Keep your eye on the ball as far as the, in air quotes, Biden crime family,
right.
Joe Biden. And I thought the Trump True social statement.
That's what Vivek was saying in that clip as well. Yeah, don't fall for the sham trial.
Yeah,
and
he was basically quoting the Trump campaign statement.
Yeah.
I agree actually with both of you on different aspects. I agree with Dawn that I think this law is complete crap. And, it just seems like your Second Amendment right is the only one that gets taken away if you're, if you take drugs or whatever. And I think that is nonsense. How many people do you think lie on that form? Smoke pot?
Yeah.
Look
at all the marijuana laws.
Maybe mm-hmm. do a little coke, but yet claim that they don't.
Right.
And still get gun permits.
Yeah.
So I think that this law is absolute garbage. And was he guilty of it? Sure. But the problem is the law. And it, Dawn's right. It is people like his father, who helped create these laws that make it harder for people to own a firearm.
Yeah.
And usually they're not white and wealthy.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's got presidential privileges. This is what this guy's had for 54 years of his life.
And I do think that the more interesting case is going to be this one that's supposed to take place in September. Well, whether it actually takes place in September, I have no, you know, I don't yeah. know.
You're talking about the California case?
Yes, yeah. I don't know if that's actually going to happen. But I agree with you, Nick, that I think that this immediate reaction on social media from everybody. It's the same. Like, you look at people on the liberal side, they say one thing. You look at people on the conservative side, they say the same thing. It's basically, like you said in The Big Take, which I thought was very good, it's a copy and paste job. Nobody has any original thoughts, and it's infuriating that everybody just has the same. Like, at the end of the day, what happened yesterday is like, well, this is gonna, you know, how will this affect 2024? It's not gonna affect 2024. Joe Biden is not gonna pardon his son. I know that's the big.
Oh, after November 6th, yes, he will.
If he gets reelected, I could definitely see.
Oh, he totally will. And if Trump's smart, Trump comes out and says, yeah, I'll pardon Hunter Biden because I believe we need reform, and especially on these stupid 7-page forms.
That's where I agree with Dawn. I do think if Joe gets reelected, if the premise is, and it's either or, either Hunter's actually going to serve time.
He's not going to do jail time.
Okay, well, if he's not, and if Joe knows
the IRS
if Joe knows that, then he's not going to have to pardon him. Like, if it's, because, you know, quote, as a first-time offender, you know, if he gets community service and probation, Joe's just going to be like, you know, just go do it, suck it up.
Exactly.
But I don't think he's actually going to let his son go to prison. No. I think that's where the pardon would come into play if he gets elected.
His son is not going to prison, and he's not going to pardon him. The end. Like, that's the end. And
you think that they'll work something out behind the scenes where he doesn't have to pardon him?
Trump is not going to prison. Hunter Biden is not going to prison.
I genuinely think neither will actually the end. Serve a day.
Like, these guys don't go to prison. Nobody understands that. Everybody's like, well, Bernie Madoff. And like, no, it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
These guys do not go to prison. So no, they're not. Neither of them are going to go to prison. There's going to be no chance for Joe Biden to have to pardon his son because he's not going to go to jail.
855-839-1210 is the number. Let's go to Ed. Maybe the biggest Biden hater out there. I'm hoping Ed is taking some joy in a conviction yesterday when many on social media were not. Ed, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning to everybody. And let me tell you something. Rush Limbaugh named this guy so right years ago by calling him Joe Bite Me, because everything this guy does comes back to bite us. But, you know, listening to you guys talk made me come up with something totally new. This is like the Al Capone theory. When they couldn't get Al Capone on murder, they got him on income tax evasion. So it just shows you and everyone else that no matter how bad they want to get you, if they can't get you on one thing, they'll get you on something else.
Yeah, it's a good point. If you go back to the Untouchables, when they're sitting there on that, I think it was either the plane or the train, and Elliot Ness looks over with the dorky accountant guy with a hat and the glasses, and he's like, he's got all the tax stuff, and he's like, yes, he's made all this income, and he hasn't paid a dollar in taxes. We can go, if we can prove it, we can go after him for income tax evasion. That's exactly right.
And I am so with you, Nick, because this Trump conviction is the biggest scam I've ever seen in my life. And if anybody can't see, that just shows and proves they'll get you for anything they can get you for.
Well, and that's the thing, is you can sit there and say that the law is stupid in regards to Hunter Biden and filling out the form in 7 pages. No doubt about it, but the law is the law. You don't have to like the law, but if you violate the law and you believe in law and order, there should be repercussions. For the Trump aspect, even the brightest legal minds are still sitting here today saying, what exactly did they convict Donald Trump of? right? Mm-hmm. You know, we've been hearing that now for almost 2 weeks since the conviction. So I don't, in some regards, it is apples to apples, but in many other facets, it's really not. They're two entirely different cases.
PA Pyrotechnic fan says this is all done to make you think the justice system is equal. I'm not buying it.
Nope. What,
this is, I don't understand this. This was a jury convicted him. Like, how is this?
In a very friendly, pro-Biden territory. And that's the other thing here. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Jill Biden, a trial playing out in Wilmington, Delaware. That's right on their home field where it's, you know, you're very pro-Democrat. Trump was in Manhattan. And I know some people are like, well, Trump's a New Yorker. But, I mean, Trump was in enemy territory.
If you want to say these charges were brought against him because his last name is Biden, I do agree with that. Just like the charges were brought against Trump because his last name is Trump. I 100% agree with both of those cases. But to say that this is some sort of deep state ploy? Like,
I'm just saying it's not. This is not justice.
It's a jury.
But I'm saying as a juror, you should be allowed to push the reject button and say, no, this is not worthy of a jury trial. This is ridiculous. And you are weaponizing government and throwing the book at somebody who you should work with and you should have worked with a long time ago. But to say that somebody who's a nonviolent offender, you know, a stable person who went through addiction, filled out a form. And by the way, I'm saying that across the board. That's the problem with Joe Biden's gun laws that, by the way, he was speaking about last night and pushing for even more of this nonsense. So to me, a juror should be able to not have to micromanage, but I have a problem with, I just think a juror should be allowed to say, I reject all of this. This is not justice. And if we the people, if this government is we are the government. We the people. We don't have a king.
Right.
So that makes each of and every one of us a king in this great republic, right? Or a queen.
You'd like
however you identify.
And hope.
I just think that I would have loved if a juror in either one of these past cases had said, nope, this is not justice. And I'm part of the judicial system. I'm a juror. I'm saying I reject this. And I'm not going to vote. I'm not voting guilty.
But doesn't that then take our whole form of the justice system and throw it into, so like then anybody can do that for any case?
They could.
Okay.
They could.
Okay. Well, they could. The power of a juror,
that's
right?
The power of a, so the power of the people. So you as the prosecutor, because you screwed up or you purposely delayed things so that the bigger charges with teeth, however you want to look at it, but this to me is not justice. And I would love to see jurors. They did it in one with under the same Judge Merchan with, I believe, a Steve Bannon case. One of the jurors just said, this is bogus, and they had to do a mistrial.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that as a juror. You can say, you know what? Nah, I'm out.
Yeah.
This is not justice.
Right. No, you can.
And it's the power of the people. We have to take the power back. These weaponized prosecutors, these politicized prosecutors, all these individuals, and look at what's happening in Jersey with an AG. These are supposed to be people who have integrity, who look at the law and care about the law,
mm-hmm.
and not about partisan politics. And to me, the only ones in the past couple of weeks who could have put them in their places are these jurors.
855-839-1210, the number. Joe Biden saying yesterday, quote, I am the president, but I am also a dad. Jill and I love our son, and we're so proud of the man he is today. This being just moments after being found guilty. As far as whether or not the guilty verdict will have an impact on the election, quote, today's conviction of Hunter Biden on all counts is unlikely to have much impact on the presidential campaign. That, according to veteran New Hampshire-based political scientist and New England College president Wayne Lesperance telling Fox News, also saying that while they are the same last name, Hunter is not Joe, and voters will not hold their father, accountable for the crimes of the son. Longtime Republican strategist and communicator Ryan Williams agreed, saying, quote, it's a deep personal blow to the president, but I don't think it will have much of an impact on the election. People aren't going to vote for or against Joe Biden based on his son's actions. And then one other quote, actually two other quick quotes as we wrap up here. Williams, a veteran of a handful of Republican presidential campaigns, said Hunter Biden's convictions, quote, undercut the argument that Trump that Trump makes that the DOJ is politically motivated against him and Republicans. Joe Biden's Justice Department has convicted President Trump. It's also convicted his own son now. Lesperance agreed, saying the, quote, verdict blunts GOP claims about a partisan judiciary targeting Republicans. It is difficult to imagine how Republicans can claim bias as they did following the Trump verdict when today's conviction involved the son of the sitting Democratic president. Not sure I totally agree with those statements, but wanted to pass along some other opinions of those who have been on campaigns or pay attention to polling information. 855-839-1210. How significant is June 27th? We'll get to that after the news in hour two.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.